Come, follow me. The New Testament. Family study fun. Consider these activities during family scripture study or home evening. Post-resurrection family reunion. September 2nd through the 8th. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 21 and 22. Paul corrected some of the Corinthians who believed that there would be no resurrection of the dead, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12, by teaching them that in Christ shall all be made alive, verse 22. 1. Show pictures of your family's ancestors. 2. Explain what you know of their lives, accomplishments, and personalities. If possible, show other pictures or art from the time period to illustrate daily life. 3. Imagine meeting your ancestors as resurrected beings. What questions would you ask? What stories would you want them to tell? Discussion. What does the doctrine of the resurrection teach us about God's love and mercy? Nature charades. September 9th through the 15th. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Paul taught the Corinthians that through the Savior's atonement, we can each become a new creature. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 1. On strips of paper, write examples of things in nature that go through a transformation. Caterpillar to butterfly, egg to bird, seed to flower, tadpole to frog, and so on. 2. Fold each paper and place it in a container. 3. Take turns pulling out a strip of paper and silently acting out the example while everyone else guesses what the transformation is. Discussion. How does Jesus Christ, through his atonement, change our character and nature? What must we do to become new creatures in Christ? Muscle Man Challenge, September 16th through the 22nd. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 5 through 10. Paul wrote of a thorn in the flesh, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, to describe challenges and personal weaknesses. These challenges can weigh us down. With the Savior's grace, however, we can find strength. 1. Gather some heavy objects, personal challenges. 2. Give each family member one or more heavy objects to carry. 3. Make these challenges even more challenging by completing tasks while holding them. For example, making a sandwich, folding clothes, dancing. 4. Try the same activity again, but this time ask someone to help you with the heavy objects. Discussion. What was difficult about carrying the objects alone? How does Christ lighten our burden? What are some trials or challenges that we've experienced as a family? When have we been strengthened by the Savior's grace? See Ether, chapter 12, verse 27. Nations Blessing Bonanza, September 23rd through the 29th. Galatians, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Paul taught that all those who have come unto Christ through the gospel covenant become the children of Abraham, and that in Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Galatians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. 1. Flip back to the Cape Verde article at the beginning of this issue to see an example of how one nation of the earth is being blessed. 2. Review the various statistics about church growth. 3. Find Cape Verde on the map. Discuss what life may be like on the islands. Discussion. What blessings have come to the people of Cape Verde? What blessings have come to our family as the children of Abraham? What must we do to receive all the blessings of the Abrahamic covenant? Sidebar: families with young children, find more home evening ideas in this month's Friend. Selected activity ideas contributed by Sheena Perron and Joan Saunders Orchard. End of the article. Come, follow me. New Testament Family Study Fun. Read by Kristen Hawkins.